Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, I'm back again, and this week I'm going to talk about some of the new European movies now playing at TJFF, the Toronto Jewish Film Festival. There are two historical dramas about best friends, one from Sweden, the other from Austria, and two very different light comedies, one in Russian about the Soviet Union in the 80s, and the other set in present-day Finland and France. First, Simon and the Oaks, directed by Lisa Olin, based on the novel by Marianna Fredriksson. It's World War II in neutral Sweden in Gothenburg. Two boys, Simon Larsson and Isaac Lentov, have become close friends at a private school. Isaac had fled Berlin with his terrified mother and bookseller dad, while Simon lives with his parents outside the city. But when Mrs. Lentov has a nervous breakdown after Germany invades the rest of Scandinavia, Isaac moves in with the Larssons. So the Larsson and Lentov families gradually grow close to each other, with Simon moving toward Isaac's father, Reuben, his intellectual world and his joy in music, while Isaac goes the other direction, back to the land, using his hands to make things, as taught by the Larsson father. For Simon, there's something unusual about music. It unlocks memories of his childhood involving an old oak tree in his garden, and it uncovers a secret letter that his parents never told him about. Simon and the Oaks is a beautiful, novelistic story that follows the families over two decades as they come of age and the country's mood changes, and the multifaceted relationships that develop within the extended two families. This is a fascinating character and plot-driven movie that manages to convey Simon's innermost feelings visually without resorting to explicit narration or explanation. All the acting, including especially the young and adult Simon and Isaac, and their older counterparts as well, is excellent, and the story is compelling. I like this movie a lot. My Best Enemy, directed by Wolfgang Mühlenberger. So it's 1938 in post-Anschluss Vienna. Victor, played by Moritz Bleibtreu, is the son of a prominent art gallery owner, and his lifelong best friend is Rudy, played by George Friedrich. Rudy was born into the family structure. He's the son of the housekeeper, but outside of Victor's privileged status. But the tables are turned when Rudy becomes a Nazi, while Victor's Jewish family loses its art and its home, and they're all sent to concentration camps. But still missing is this reputed drawing by Michelangelo that's been missing for 400 years and might be part of the family's art collection. So the high-ranking Nazis need it to appease their fascist Italian allies. They have to find it. So Victor is temporarily released again from the prison camp so that Rudy can discover the location of the hidden work of art. But in a strange reversal, the two of them end up swapping identities. So will Victor be able to escape to Switzerland? Will Rudy get his just desserts? And what will happen to that drawing that everybody wants? My Best Enemy is not a Holocaust movie at all. It's more of a caper-style movie set during World War II about two former best friends, now rivals, and their lifelong competition over art, love, status, and power. It's got lots and lots of unexpected twists, but because of the camera work and the style of music, it seems less cinematic and more like a BBC TV mystery movie. It's not criticism. I love TV mysteries. It's just don't expect a Haneke film. Next, My Dad is Baryshnikov, directed by Dmitry Povolotsky. Boris Mikhailovich Fishkin is a horny, nerdy Soviet adolescent studying at a ballet school in the 80s. He wants to be a great dancer, but he's no Billy Elliot. He's awkward, small, and clumsy, and the bigger kids bully him and tease him relentlessly. So when his bleach blonde single mom gives him a videotape of the great Baryshnikov, that was the Russian dancer who defected to the West, and drops hints that he may have been his missing father, Boris suddenly finds new confidence and inspiration. Soon all the school is whispering about their own little Baryshnikov, and his trademark pirouettes improve, and his Bolshoi bows amuse the ballet expert. But in order to keep his status, he now has to resort to trading on the black market for luxuries like Levi's and bananas. Will he be the next ballet superstar? And will he ever get to meet his dad? And will his name ever be appearing on a banner at the Bolshoi? Those are his dreams. My Dad is Brishnikov is a cute, light Russian comedy, a coming-of-age memoir just as the country itself was growing up in perestroika era. It's filled with references to the era's lineups for meat, the cramped apartments, the underground economy, and the subservience to party hierarchy, stuff you don't normally see in movies. It also has great lines like when the school disciplinarian pulls Boris out of the lunchroom and then announces, "Continue food consumption." It's a pretty good comedy. Let My People Go, directed by Mikhail Buch. Ruben, played by Nicholas Mori, is a postman who lives in a log cabin in a Finnish village with his blonde boyfriend, Timu. Squeaky voice Ruben looks like a gay French Pee Wee Herman riding around on his bike. But one day, when he delivers a package filled with cash to an old guy, it's shoved back at him. "You take it. I don't want it." And they start to struggle, and then the guy drops dead. And Ruben's left holding the 200,000 euros. Then when he tries to explain it to his boyfriend, he has a fight with Timu, and he flees home to France. And once he's there, he's forced to re-enter his French-Jewish family life, a passive-oppressive mother, played by the Almodovar great Carmen Mora, a milquetoast dad with a secret, a macho brother, and a self-centered sister, all of which he thought he had escaped forever in his cabin in the woods. This is a very funny, cute comedy, contrasting a kooky storybook Finland with a tangled and messed up French family. It's full of all sorts of offensively funny ethnic stereotypes that are played out for full effect. Also well worth seeing is Cabaret Berlin, The Wild Scene, a marvelous and fast-moving cabaret documentary about Berlin in the 20s, which is composed entirely of black and white movie clips set to recorded German music from that era. So you can catch all these movies, including Simon and the Oaks, Let My People Go, My Best Enemy, and My Dad is Brishnikov, this weekend. Go to tjff.com for details. Also coming next week is Inside Out, Toronto's LGBT Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.